The Herald of Christ's Kingdom, January-February 2023. The theme of this issue is Lessons from Less-Known Kings of Israel and Judah. In the beginning, there are lessons to be learned from the experiences of the kings of Israel, including some of the less well-known kings. Concerning Less-Known Kings presents an overview of the kings of Judah and Israel. King Jeroboam and King Rehoboam reviews the division of the kingdom of Israel following the 120 years of the reigns of Saul, David, and Solomon. Rehoboam heard both wise counsel and the advice he wanted, but the latter cost him the loss of 10 of the 12 tribes of Israel. Ahab, errant king of Israel, outlines events of Ahab's reign, including the 3.5-year drought and his wicked wife Jezebel, both of which are presented prophetically in Revelation. After the kingdom of Israel divided, one of the few kings described as anointed was King Jehu, the anointed of Israel. His coming to power typifies Jesus Christ during his second advent. However, Jehu later turned away from Jehovah, which reminds us today not to be overconfident. King Joash of Judah, the ingrate, describes the infant son of a bad king whose life was saved by the priest. At 7 years old, he was made king and was guided rightly by that priest. But when admonished by Zechariah, the priest's son, Joash showed no gratitude, but ordered him to be slain. Refreshing is the repentance of Manasseh, who was wicked in the first period of his reign. Then he was conquered and taken to Babylon. There he repented and was restored to his throne, whence his reign became the longest of any of the kings of Israel and Judah. King Zedekiah the Oathbreaker describes the last king of Judah. He had been made to swear by God his loyalty to the conquering king of Babylon. Nevertheless, he violated his oath and negotiated with the king of Egypt. It remains for us to learn the summary lessons from less-known kings. The typical significance of Ahab's 3.5-year drought and Jezebel are called to mind. Manasseh's repentance is a lesson for us to practice mercy. These other kings also have lessons for us. Jeremiah's list of Babylon's sins is appended, and also more on the 1260 years.